Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.
In 1818, James Clemens, a freed slave from Rockingham County, Virginia, settled in Dark County, Ohio with his wife, Sophia, and their five children. Historian Rowan Smothers says, while Longtown is known today as an early African-American settlement, from the beginning it was a mixed-race community. Whites and Native Americans also called Longtown home.
They were the sons and daughters of slave masters.
Historian Rowan Smothers is a descendant of Longtown. In 2001, he got it listed on the National Register of Historic Places and says while Longtown is known today as an early African-American settlement, from the beginning it was a mixed-race community. Whites and Native Americans also called Longtown home.
The Quakers left the South also because of their displeasure with slavery. And so you had African-American farmers living next door to Quakers or abolitionists.
The small Clemens family farm eventually grew into the settlement known as Longtown. Historians theorize the location was strategic, established close to the Ohio state line so settlers could escape across the border if slavery laws changed. Despite the racial harmony in Longtown, Ohio was a dangerous place for African Americans. In the early 1800s, state law severely restricted where and how African Americans could live and participate in society. It's also worth noting that this was still more than 50 years before President Abraham Lincoln would issue the Emancipation Proclamation freeing all slaves. Smothers says Longtown had a rich racial makeup. There were free people of color from the eastern states who felt threatened by slavery and whites who opposed the practice.
So they had something in common in the belief of a community.
Smothers says Longtown represents a forgotten piece of African-American history. Historians have documented more than 120 similar settlements in Ohio and Indiana. He says it wasn't only during the Great Migration of the early 1900s or through the Underground Railroad that blacks made their way to the region.
Sorry, these people ran the Underground Railroad. They helped other escaped slaves go north to Canada. So there were free people of color that existed here, worked the land, and James Clemens became a very successful farmer.
On a rainy spring afternoon in April, the story of James Clemens is exactly what around 50 history buffs have come to hear. The Clemens farm is one of the stops they've made on their trip from Indiana.
So this was the front door.
Dashing into the old farmhouse through a small screened-in patio, the visitors pack into an interior room to hear Smothers tell the story of Longtown.
Is everybody in?
Not quite.
Longtown's story is worth telling, and Rowan says he's working hard to secure the funds needed to restore the Clemens house, and he's getting some help from another descendant of the original Longtown settlers.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Come on in.
This is our church.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Connor Kaiser is James and Sophia Clemens' great-great-great-great-great-grandson. We met at the Bethel Long Wesleyan Church. It was built in 1936, but it's had an active congregation since 1856. It's the only remaining Longtown church. We sit in a pew at the back of the room, and Connor talks about Longtown's history and his experiences growing up in a multi-generational, mixed-race family.
I don't know that anything ever really clicked, you know, that I have colored people in my family. We would go to grandma's house, and their cousins a lot darker than myself, and we played together like nothing. So I guess I didn't really learn it, but it just was.
Upon meeting him, most people would describe Connor as white. He's pale with blue eyes, and while some might balk at his use of the outdated term colored people to describe relatives, that's exactly how Connor and his family see themselves.
My great-grandfather, he used to always want to be called colored and not Negro or black because he wasn't only African-American. And so knowing where he came from, he, you know, wanted to include, I guess, all aspects of his racial mix, just like I do.
And he shows me the family pictures to prove it. Generations of Clemens family descendants from current times through the earliest photographs. Dark-skinned brothers and sisters standing next to their light-skinned siblings, parents, aunts, uncles, and cousins.
know, I'm very fortunate to have grown up in the family that I did, because I didn't learn that any one race was better than another, because we had both in our family. And I don't want to forget about it. I want something to pass on to my kids. I want them to know where they come from.
Connor is a student at Wright State University. He's in the International Studies program, but hometown is still close to his heart. A few years ago, he joined Rowan Smothers in his effort to preserve and further establish Longtown's place in history. Connor and Smothers hope to one day open the Clemens Historic Family Homestead as a museum dedicated to telling the story of Longtown and the families that lived there. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.
Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.